Liturgy begins on page 469 of the Red Book of Common Prayer. I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though this body be destroyed, yet shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not as a stranger. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For if we live, we live unto the Lord, and if we die, we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. Even so saith the Spirit, for they rest from their labors. Good afternoon. I welcome you all here today as we celebrate the life of Betsy Holliday and mark her death. I welcome you on behalf of family and friends and of Trinity Church. Please be seated, and before we begin the liturgy proper, we have a few remarks from family and friends.
We are. Good afternoon. Thank you all for coming. I know that it's kind of a crazy time of year and hard for all of us to make time to be here, but we know that Betsy would have done this for us too. She was just the nice one in our family. That's how Mom and I used to introduce her to the nurses in the hospital. She was the nice one. And, you know, kids and animals would sense that. They responded to her immediately. She would do anything for anybody. And there was always an open welcome at her house for all of us. In fact, she's the one we went to visit when our parents wanted to get us out of the house, when they were tired of looking at us, you know. And I seemed to end up there a lot. Strangely enough, so do my children. But why not? It was a great place to be. You could bring whatever you wanted, whatever you were into. At that point in time, I used to take my books or my music or my artwork or my dolls or my sewing or whatever. And it was just wonderful and restful, and you could stay up as late as you wanted, and you could eat popcorn and ginger ale, and it was just really a fun time. And I remember Mom used to drop me off on Fridays, and Nanny would tell me when the train whistle was that meant that Betsy was coming home. And I thought it was so cool that she worked in the city. You know, she got to wear cool city clothes, and she had this really hot makeup and lipstick, and she had this big drawer full of gobs of makeup, and she would let me play in it. And then she had the best costume jewelry in the world that was all glittery and rhinestone-y, and she'd let me play in it. Do you see a pattern here? I mean, it was just a golden place to be. And it just, you know, was a place that we would all return to. We would go there for holidays and for birthdays. And whenever I think of that house, I think of it as just filled with us and filled with people and with family. And one of the best birthdays I ever had was, I guess I was in my 20s, and it was starting to snow. And it wasn't a big surprise because I was born in a blizzard in January. And it took me forever to get from work to Betsy's house because the snow was so bad. And I got there, and I found out that everyone else had canceled out, that there was no way they were going to make it through the snow to Betsy's house. And I was all ready to feel very, very sorry for myself. And she walks in, and she's got the pitcher from the blender. And she said, well, I made the whiskey sours already. And she looked at me, and we had quite a party. And I would love to say that we missed the people that couldn't make it, but quite frankly, the two of us together had a seriously good time. So, in honor of that, you know, as hard as this is, I would like to invite all of you, when we're done here, to move into MacArthur Hall. We're going to have some food there. We can sit around, we can nosh, and we can all tell our stories. Just the different things that we remember, and in the process, we're going to have a really good time. Thank you.
When I was a little kid, going to Betsy's house meant spider plants and exploring her backyard and basement, and of course her angel food cake with the chocolate drizzle on it, and that, you know, that pretty much sums up a lot of memories of Betsy for me. She gave me an appreciation for gardening and cooking. And whenever I had a cooking problem, question, or anything like that, I could call her, and she would have the right answer and the patience to explain it to me. I would always remember family gatherings at her house for holidays and birthdays, and no matter how many people showed up, invited or uninvited, she would always have enough food for everyone. I will miss the gatherings at her house, her cooking, the phone advice, but most of all, I will miss Betsy.
Good afternoon. No, I guess it's like mid-morning, whatever. Okay, Betsy was more than a great aunt to me. She was really another grandmother. She was pretty much an everyday part of Mike and my lives, and she picked us up from school. She was there at sports games, concerts, performances, and we were there for countless nights and parties and whatnot. So I want to take this time to remember some of the many things that make me think of Betsy from over the years. So the first is food. We always ate at Betsy's, and one of the things that Mike and I did when we slept over there is we always had the same meals. So it was always barbecued chicken and peas and rice, and it was never any question because she knew we liked that, and we always had that, and it was always on hand in the freezer. And then for lunch, there were always hard-boiled eggs in the special carton marked, I think, like HB, and you could either have egg salad sandwich or sliced, and there were always grapes and her cookies in the big cookie jar in the corner. So there was also her mincemeat pie, which I adore. I think it's wonderful. And so growing up with Grandma and Betsy, I heard a lot of stories, and a couple of them I was not around for, but I'm going to take this time to repeat them because they're kind of classics. So the first was her falling off her horse and breaking her nose, and her running into the house, and Grandma and Jean Bornholm just falling over laughing. And this is just kind of stereotypical of like the whole situation. I can just like imagine it, and Betsy like coming in and being like, I fall off her horse, and them just going, oh my goodness, you look ridiculous. Like your nose is like the size of who knows what. And the other thing is, apparently one day, I think they were cleaning for a party or something, and they decided to put chicken bones in their hair. And I forget who it was, someone came over and they're standing there. They're like, oh, hello. And they have big chicken bones in their hair. Again, just kind of the Bobbsey twins, you know. And another was when there was apparently a cabin party and she dressed as a witch and went down there. And people started chasing her because they thought she was a witch. And it was quite, you know, a big thing. And they're like, they finally had to like rescue her to safety and be like, no, seriously, this is not a witch. So I was not around for those, but classic stories. She also always smelled like bounce dryer sheets, and I absolutely adored it. Her towels have this amazing smell to them. And if you've ever smelled them or her closets, you know what I mean. And it's wonderful. It's so her and so perfect. And another thing that always makes me think of her is the color yellow. I always see Grandma's red, Kay is blue, and Betsy's yellow. And she's in so many yellow shirts. And she had the yellow canary, and it's just perfect. She's just always full of sunshine and light and warmth, and I think she's put that into all of our lives. It's just this beam of, like, lightness and always someone to turn to. And she was an amazing gardener. She always had a dog and was always trying to keep the dog out of the garden. One time she put up the wooden fence in the backyard. I think Uncle Harold, I think you helped with that. It was the big fence, and you couldn't let the dog in, and you could go into the gardens. And she always reminded me of Rabbit from Winnie the Pooh, because she was always gardening and, like, trying to keep away the pests. And they were beautiful gardens. She was amazing at it, simply amazing, gorgeous. Another was she used to always have this plastic, like, little kiddie pool in the backyard. And there's so many pictures, and Mike and I used to have a ball. We would spend hours in the swimming pool, and then we'd take the hose and, like, hose each other down, and the dog would get in with us. So you have two, like, children who are not small for their age and a dog, and this little kiddie pool, and water's flying, and things are just going everywhere. And Betsy was just encouraging it the whole time. And it was just wonderful. And Mike and I, she used to always, she'd let us rollerblade in the basement, and the basement was not always the cleanest. It was just, like, dusty, and there were, like, things, and we'd just go down, and we'd come up, and we looked like we were chimney sweeps. We were covered head to toe in this grime, and she didn't care. She'd be like, have fun, go down there, and then she'd be like, just get in the tub. And we were in the tub. She always had the Johnson's baby shampoo, because she knew we loved the smell, and my mom didn't buy it, because she's And it always had like the cool tops, so it had like the Winnie the Pooh characters. And you could tell that we were there a lot because we always had our toothbrushes, and we left them there. Another, a couple classic stories too that make me think of her is, so in the front bedroom, there's the two beds, and I would sleep in one, and Mike would sleep in the other. And one night, all of a sudden, we hear this thud, this crash, and Betsy runs in, and I run over, and you see Mike has rolled out of his bed, fallen on the floor, hit the floor, and is still asleep. He hasn't woke up, and she's surveying the situation. And he was bigger at the time. And she's like, oh, I can't lift him. And then she's like, just let him sleep there. And we covered him with a blanket, put a pillow under his head. And she's like, he'll be fine. He's warm. And another thing that I really loved was when Kay would visit. And Kay, you know, at the end of a month-long stay, they just had, you know, sisterly love was flowing. And they'd just be bickering, and it was wonderful. And recently, one of the best comments was, Kay's going on and on about, you know, let's stop for food. And she's saying all these things, and she's like, oh no, you know, Betsy's tired. And Betsy's like just rolling her eyes, being like, Kay. And then, you know, Kay's like, oh, I love Rizzo's. You know, my girlfriends and I, we go to Rizzo's all the time. We love it. Kay's like, we ordered from Rizzo's. It was not that good. It wasn't good at all. Kay's like, but the memories make it. And my favorite line of Betsy's like, Kay, if you need good memories to make the food taste good, it's not good food. And, oh, it was just wonderful. And there'd be times, like, I would be there cooking with them. And then I'd take a break in the living room, and Betsy would be sitting there with me. And Kay would go, Michelle. And we'd look her up. And Betsy would go, what does she want? And she's just sitting there rolling her eyes. And sometimes with Grandma, too, like, we'd be sitting there in the kitchen, and Grandma would say something, and it would just be funny. We'd just be, like, in a fluster getting something ready, and Betsy would just sit there going, oh. And just, she wasn't being nasty about it. She was just like, oh, my goodness, these people. And, oh, I think that's what I'll miss the most, her just kind of, you know, you have Kay and Grandma going all crazy, and Betsy just sitting there just kind of being the foil to it all and just going, oh, my goodness, like, Kay, you're insane sometimes. I love you, but... So I think that's just kind of all the things that make it wonderful in her. And she'll really be missed, but I think we have a lot of good memories, and she's really, like, made our lives what they are today. So thank you.
Our opening hymn is number 376 in the blue hymnal in the pew rack in front of you. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Please stand and join in this hymn of praise to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
With thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, whose mercies cannot be numbered, accept our prayers on behalf of thy servant Betsy, and grant her an entrance into the land of light and joy, in the fellowship of thy saints, through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated.
For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. The word of the Lord.
God is our hope and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will we not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the hills be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof rage and swell, and though the mountains shake at the tempest of the same. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most Highest. God is in the midst of her. Therefore shall she not be removed. God shall help her, and that right early. Be still then, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge.
Our sequence hymn is For the Beauty of the Earth. Please stand. Please be seated.
A reading from Lamentations. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good for those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord, for the Lord will not reject forever. Although he causes grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
A reading from John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I actually got to know Betsy through funerals. I've done a lot for this beloved family of this church, and I don't think I ever missed seeing her. It was at a time when her energy levels were pretty low because of the treatment for her cancer, and I usually encountered her in the parish hall after the service, sitting off to the side with a plate of food in her lap, and Charlotte somewhere nearby watching over her, and Betsy being present. And I have appreciated throughout her experience of cancer, the stories that I've heard from family and friends of her joy, of her energy, of her love, of the giving sense of herself. What I got to experience of Betsy was the way she learned how to receive help from nurses and doctors, receive help from family and friends, to receive just simple presence and a visit, and also to be present to those around her. The last time she went into the hospital, and Misha, thank you for the image of yellow. I walked in to see her, and she was in this huge, thick, plush, yellow terry robe, all wrapped up in it. And she was not feeling well, and you could see it in her face. And she had a lot of pain, and you could see that in her body. And I asked how she was doing, and she looked at me, and she went, not good, not bad, but not good. And that same sense of mindfulness and awareness followed her through the coming weeks. And on the day when she was discharged into hospice and I arrived, I first encountered Betsy by herself in her bed. And I asked how she was doing, and she said quite succinctly and simply, well, I'm dying. And I said, I'm sorry. And she said, so am I, but it's not all bad. I have a lot of people who love me. I know that I have my Lord, and I'm okay. okay with the thought of dying, okay with the thought of an ending life. So few people have that kind of clarity. So few people have that depth of wisdom. And so few people have the opportunity to truly, with open eyes, understand who they are, where they are, and how they will make an end. I admire and respect my sister in Christ, for she had that gift given to her. In the next, 10 days, almost to the hour, back and forth to Abington Hospital, encountering family and friends, going in and coming out, sitting with and being present, and even semi-conscious, her incredible ability to charm her caregivers. I don't know those of you who witnessed this, but those who visited her in those last few days, I know hospice nurses. I've seen quite a few in my day. They don't tend to linger too much in rooms, but Betsy always had visitors. She is a woman who we have known and admired for years, a singular person who lived in a house that was always her home, who welcomed neighbors into the neighborhood and bid them farewell, and always made a place for them at her table and on her porch and in her garden, and created a haven for generations of children. This is the grace of a life well lived. This is the blessing of a woman who, though her energy and her health flagged at times, always with open eyes and open heart and with a wry wit, embraced life fully and completely. This is the grace and power of a witness to the resurrection that we celebrate today. This is the light and power of a woman who had so much life to give and so much grace to offer. Sitting at the table in our house, my wife and I sat with Lori planning this service and looking for lessons, and one of them that we didn't even debate over was the choice of this gospel reading. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." I love the double entendre that for her love for German shepherds, we can call to mind those whom she welcomed into her home, including the latest, who is now living with the Dokuses. But also to acknowledge that loyalty and fierce love that she lived her life with. I can't think of many people that I know whose door is always open, whose table is always set, whose hospitality is always available, and whose patience, though at times tested and tried, is born with such grace and such radical welcome. Though we say goodbye to our sister Betsy, we acknowledge that in the beautiful bloom of spring, with the scent of gardenias hanging in the air, with columbine pushing up from the earth and blooming, there is new life in her, flowing through her and into us. My sincere prayer for all of us is that as our days draw to a close, we should be given the same gifts of clarity, of insight, of wisdom, and of peace that Betsy knew and knows to this day. By the grace of God, the love of Christ, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, she is both with us now and beyond us in this journey of light. God keep you, my dear sister, and guide you on your way.
Turning to page 66, please stand and join in an affirmation of our faith through the words of the Apostles' Creed, page 66 in the Book of Common Prayer. I believe in God, the
Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, who hast knit together thine elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of thy Son, Christ our Lord, grant, we beseech thee, to thy whole church in paradise and on earth, thy light and thy peace.
Amen.
Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and that through the grave and gate of death we may pass with him to our joyful resurrection.
Amen.
Grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, that thy Holy Spirit may lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days.
Amen.
Grant to thy faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve thee with a quiet mind. Grant to all who mourn a sure confidence in thy fatherly care, that, casting all their grief on thee, they may know the consolation of thy love.
Amen.
Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to life everlasting.
Amen.
Give us grace to entrust Betsy to thy never-failing love. Receive her into the arms of thy mercy, and remember her according to the favor which thou bearest unto thy people.
Amen.
Grant us, with all who have died in the hope of the resurrection, to have our consummation and bliss in thy eternal and everlasting glory, and with the Blessed Virgin Mary and all thy saints, to receive the crown of life which thou dost promise to all who share in the victory of thy Son, Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Our closing hymn is number 400 in the hymnal, 1982. Number 400, all creatures of our God and King will sing together verses 1, 4, 5, and 7.
Thank you.
The commendation can be found on page 482. The congregation is invited to make the responses given in italics. Give rest, O Christ, to thy servant with thy saints, where sorrow and pain are no more, neither sighing, but life everlasting. Thou only art immortal, the creator and maker of mankind, and we are mortal, formed of the earth, and unto earth shall we return. For so thou didst ordain when thou createdst me, saying, Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. All we go down to the dust, yet even at the grave we make our song, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Give rest, O Christ, to thy servant with thy saints, where sorrow and pain are no more, neither sighing, but life everlasting. Into thy hands, O merciful Savior, we commend thy servant Betsy. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech thee, a sheep of thine own fold, a lamb of thine own flock, a sinner of thine own redeeming. Receive her into the arms of thy mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.